to a theater. Are you all right there?
Allergies are killing me,
Doug. What's going on with the allergies?
You know, just every season. Every season. Pollen. I get them.
Do you get them once a year or twice a year?
Welcome to the pollen episode of Radio for Winners.
Usually just once a year.
You know, you can flip that little switch down. See, nobody heard that.
I'm sure that won't be picked up at all.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! Can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don. Nobody heard that. You want a sip of water? I guess we use that bit a little too much.
Yeah, that's
35 times last episode.
I bet Tony's getting ready to say something. I bet it's something about, yeah, I think we're just going to edit this out.
No, I'm not going to say that. Hey, this is Radio for Winners.
All right.
Hey. Jeremy, when I called you earlier, you had a kind of a voice issue going on.
I'm sorry if I sound really bad today. Last night I played a concert with a cover band doing a bunch of Circle Jerks covers, and it means I had to scream a bunch. So this morning I woke up and I couldn't talk at all. I think I sound okay, but
what kind of covers are like Debbie Gibson?
All we do is Only in Dreams. It's pretty good.
you guys relive the mall tour. It's Debbie Gibson and Tiffany.
Yep, just Debbie Gibson and Tiffany. We only have three songs. We play them six times each.
Mm, you should maybe upgrade to like New Kids on the Block. Please don't go, girl.
Now you're in two bands.
Well, I'm in one real band.
Cover band, and then you got
the cover band is like a only set of, like once a year. This guy has like a birthday show where a bunch of bands do covers, and I do that every year. So that's like a month long commitment, which is fine because I don't need time. I used to at one point I was in like four active bands at once, and that was way too much. So I have one real band. That real is a very loose term, but one real band that I do full time, and then this cover thing's occasional.
And they're called.
Well, the cover band is the Fun Brigade because the guy who sings goes by the name Funny. Mm-hmm. Which I would explain the story, but the story is actually not a very interesting story. So just know that his name is Funny.
I've met Funny before.
He's a nice guy.
He was a very popular band back in the 90s, was it? I guess, what were they called?
The Gin Blossoms. No, he was in a band called the P-Tanks that was very popular in the Maryland, D.C., yeah. Virginia area.
You got me there for a second. I was like, holy crap. Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, no, he was in the P-Tanks. So he does these cover things, and my actual band is the unfortunately named Bukkake Party Tonight.
You ever thought about changing that?
His name is Funny, but you may know him as Matthew Sweet.
Perhaps you've heard of him.
Then there's, Bukkake Party Tonight, which is your band.
My actual band.
The thing I wonder about this, you guys are all getting a little older. You guys are all like in your 30s.
We were all in our mid-30s.
Hey, yeah. Now, do you all have kids?
Two of us have kids.
Okay. So, I mean, how is that now? Now you're in your 30s. What kind of perspective do you see from the stage when you're out there and you got a bunch of... Because I find when I go to bars now, I live shows I almost can't go to. Because my wife had a birthday party a few weeks back, and there was like a band downstairs of this restaurant. There was like a live venue. And it was absolutely... I could only stay there for about, when I was country, which is a big reason why I couldn't stay there for longer than 30 seconds. But also, the whole standing around, everybody smells like BO, and it's just that hot kind of like live venue where you're like stuffed with all these other people. It was very annoying.
You only go to tape shows now?
I just feel like I'm old now. I can't hang out with people like I used to. I can't go to these shows and stand with the rest of the crowd.
Did you ever really like going to those types of shows when you
I did. I used to love going out to live shows.
Well, like where? Like 9:30 club or?
No, I mean, I used to go to like the Side Bar in Baltimore, the Auto Bar in Baltimore. Like, you know, like even like when I was a teenager, we'd go to like house shows that were like some like, you know, house basement of some kid's parents' house.
Not getting younger.
And a firehouse shows. Crofton Firehouse was a big part.
Yeah, that's high school. Like high school and right after high school, that was a lot of the house shows and fire halls and church rental halls.
Yeah.
That was fun. We don't do that now as much. I mean, I would, but I don't even know if there's a current music scene that people that are, you know, in
you
high school
you
and after.
You think you could book Bukkake Party Tonight at a local church venue?
Yeah. Yeah, they're big into Bukkake
Tonight
now.
At St. Joe's Catholic Church. Stop by and see Bukkake Party Tonight.
It is a stupid name. I don't remember how bad it is until I'm explaining it to someone who doesn't know anything about the band, and they're like, why would you name your band that?
Your nine-year-old would love our band, Bukkake Party Tonight. I'm
do
sorry,
you still man. Enjoy going to shows, or do you just like mainly like to play? Like I, for example, stand-up, when I was doing stand-up, I, you know, I like now, like, I could go up and perform, but I wouldn't want to go there and watch an open mic. Like, I couldn't do
that. Yeah, I mean, I want to go to shows. I just don't have the time. Like, I do bitter. Enjoy going.
I'm a very bitter old person.
What is wrong with you?
I'm so happy I got married. Now I can say, oh, I'm married. My wife doesn't let me out. Although that's not the reason at all. I'm just
my wife's not home. She's out. I'm at home.
Tony's wife is home, like, one night a year. Like, I was at home this past week because they're trying to sell the house, which I've mentioned before. And we have to now have it ready to show next week, which is awful. And I'm doing all this cleaning and stuff. And my wife's not feeling well. So I'm really doing most of the work. And it's just terrible. And I'm trying to also take care of my kid because she can't because she's not feeling good. And I'm running around. I go to check on Facebook. And Tony's wife is like, I'm in California having the best time ever. And all I could think was, Tony is home by himself. He's the luckiest man I've ever met.
Yeah, that was great. I didn't go out. I had all this freedom. I didn't partake of any of that freedom. Could have went out and hung out with friends at bars. No, just stayed home and watched TV. That was about it. TV and I read.
He'd wear pants the whole time she was gone.
Secretly, his wife saying, "I can't get far enough away from Tony.
I
got to
make
California.
Another trip somewhere, anywhere but here.
3,000 miles away."
Yeah. And I'm on like book two of the Game of Thrones series of books.
Oh, actually reading them? Yeah, Fire I read. I'm current with that. It's
and
very
I,
good.
I can't.
What's
but
wrong?
It's like
with
1,000 pages, and I'm
They're
only like 200
books,
pages
son.
In. They are really well, very well good.
Yeah, you don't have kids.
You don't. I feel like you don't read, Don. What do you do, Don? I feel like you don't. I don't know what kind
yeah, like
of music.
I
do,
oh, I read. Oh,
I've
I
got
read.
Music, so I do a lot of music stuff, even if it's not that much overall. That's what I spend my free time doing, and we do this podcast, and Tony's big into comedy for a while.
I feel like all you do is Excel spreadsheets for work.
No. No, I work. I come home. I deal with the kids, and then I go to sleep. I
what
get up
you,
and do the same
what
thing.
What do you do? What did you used to do before kids?
I went out drinking with you guys.
Oh, that's yeah.
Pretty much
right.
It.
But now, I mean, you still
like
have
on
to have...
Friday nights and Saturday nights.
So, like, let's say, like, next weekend you had a guy's weekend or you had, like, a Don weekend. Your wife's going out of town. She's taking all the kids with her, going to the
that
beach.
That is never happening.
What would Don do?
I would go out or I'd have people over to play poker or something like that. You'd do a little poker night and just relax, drink some beer. And
how many successful poker nights have you scheduled here?
Three. Generally right before holidays when nobody can make them. No, but I mean, the poker table's right behind you. We could set it up. We can play a little game if you want. I got the pool table right there. And, you know, I stay home. I mean, I got a lot of stuff to do around here. A lot of yard work. I'm depressed.
Well, like even hobbies, Don. Like, I have gaming. I'm a big gamer.
I'll play games. Yeah, but I'm not good at it though. Like we said it before, I'm not very good at it. All those like 8-year-old kids kick the crap out of me when I play those games, like Call of Duty. They kick my ass. I don't understand. I don't understand how to play them. I mean, if it involved the steering wheel, I'd be racing them. I mean, at least I'd have a fair advantage there. But you all think that's dumb.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe like we're trying to search to see what your hobbies are. Maybe we just don't like the hobbies.
Maybe I don't have any hobbies.
Maybe it's because you're a grown up and I'm an 8-year-old in a 35-year-old body.
Yeah, but then the grown-ups are depressing. You're just all you're doing right now is making me depressed. Okay, well, Don, what is it you say you do here?
To go back to your original question, I don't even know what you were asking me. What do I think when I'm up on stage?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, so, like for example, from my standpoint, I'm pretty much done stand-up. I don't think I want to do it anymore. But, like, I can't go to a show and watch comedy. Unless it's like, you know, like a
could
major,
you see a headliner though?
Like it has to be a major headliner, like one of three of maybe five people in the country I'd want to see right now. So like
Paula Poundstone.
Wow. Louis Anderson.
And Lou wins.
So yeah. So there's very few shows that I want to go to. So I'm like, do you ever feel like you're too old being out there? Like you're in your mid-30s and you're out there and you see all these kids that are in the audience. They're like in the punk scene. They're probably like 19
well, that's,
or 20
I don't,
or 21.
I don't know if there is. I mean, I know there is a current punk scene of some sort or whatever the music is considered that's going on in Baltimore now. But it's not the kind of bands that would play with my band. Hmm. I mean, we would gladly play with anybody. We're not like, no, we won't play with them. But it's just a different kind of music. And they only play like house shows or they play, there's a like art show clubs like the Charm City Art Space or Metro Gallery.
Would you be interested in playing a neighborhood show?
I have played house shows that are in the middle of nowhere, but we're not doing that again. I feel way too old to do that. Then I do feel really, really old. I mean, we played a house show at my friend's house for Halloween, but that was different because we were all in our mid-30s and it was just a party.
So, wait, have you played a house show where like All the people were like 14.
we played.
Because you said I would never do that. I'll never do that again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a
place sweet in, 16 party.
There was a place in Baltimore that was literally just like the street address of the house, and they said, oh, you know, at like 321 Barclay Street, we're doing this show 2 weeks from now. We want you guys to come. So we, you know, at this point we were still new enough that we were like, oh, awesome, another chance to play out, you know. And we get there, and it's a bunch of kids from the art school in Baltimore. It was an 8-piece like string instrument group that was playing before us. And they, after they were finished, and there was no one there. It was literally just the people in bands and the house. I was like, whose house is this? And they're like, oh, that guy's not home. So I'm like, no one that lives here is here. There's a bunch of like 18 and 19 year old kids drinking here.
And Chuck Mangione.
And they're playing this string quartet music. So as soon as they're done, they then unhook the PA. And they're like, oh, yeah, every band's supposed to bring their own PA and everything. And so we're just standing around in this kitchen of a house that we don't know anyone at. Everyone's underage but us drinking, and we have no way to play anything. So we were just like, you know what, we're just going to go. I'm not going to do this show tonight. Oh, wow. I'm not going to risk getting arrested. That was the worst of the house shows. We didn't even play it. But there was another place that was called the Nerve Center that I think is closed that was the same idea. It was a bunch of kids, but they were all punk rock kids that were trying to start their own club, but then they would also sell alcohol and made like a fake bar. But I was like, we're really stretching the limits of if the cops came, I would not go to jail for this since I'm the only person here of age. And I was still on probation at that point, so I didn't really want to get caught. But those were fun shows. Like I like playing the shows where it is where it's an underage audience. That's not what I meant to say, but where it's not a bunch of, I mean, I like playing for people my age because then it's just kind of people standing around hanging out and it's a good time, but no one really gets into it because we're old. I mean, no one dances anyway to what we're doing, but not even like moshing or any of that stuff. No one does that. If you play it, like we played a festival in Virginia that was, I mean, a very loosely defined festival. Someone just rented out like a park and they're like, we're gonna have 35 bands in 3 days. And they took a trailer and they sawed the whole front half off to make a stage, which by the way, if you did it on a load bearing wall will cause your stage to collapse and probably catch on fire, which totally happened the next
day. Wow.
But we were playing outside, but it was awesome because it was like in the middle of this like muddy ass field and all these kids were really into it, and they had to be, I mean, everyone there was, we had to be the oldest people there, and that was fun because then people really get into it. But I've definitely gone to a lot of shows where I've played and I'm like, I can't do this anymore, or I'm the old guy that stands in the back now. But I still like going to see bands. I just don't have time. I mean, it seems lame to say it, but you got to be 5 in the morning and a band starts playing at 11. You're like, I'll catch them next time. I'm too old. So if I'm happy that we're actually recording another album next week, or starting to record next week. And then we're trying to play a bunch of shows this summer. So I'll see a whole bunch of bands this summer when I play out every couple weeks, and I'll feel good about that. But
I'm very depressed.
Is this a sad episode?
This is like a sad episode.
Why is it a sad
episode? I don't have any hobbies.
Well, Don, this is like a hobby for you. You got this.
Oh, great. This is the hobby.
You have, what else you have? You have...
nothing, Tony.
NASCAR. You're into NASCar.
I do like the NASCAR.
I mean, you're a sports guy.
I do like sports. I'll go to football games, baseball games.
All right, next thing is, what does Don listen to?
Because
we heard you were playing a country song before we got on air.
Yeah.
Before we started this.
I listen to everything.
What are you listening? Like, what name the 10 songs?
Do you like top 40 stuff? Is that your...
I will. Yeah, just so I can keep up with the kids. But, I mean, you know, I...
Do you have your iPod near us?
No.
So I'd like to actually go through your iPod. Can you get your iPod?
No.
Come on. I want to go through
it. Do you have an iPod?
Yes, I have an iPod.
Go get it.
It's right,
I want to plug it in. Yeah,
I mean, why do you want to plug it in?
I just want to see.
It's just Huey Lewis and Brian Adams.
But that's not really a good reflection of what's. What the hell was that?
Sorry, it's
Tony
wires,
and his wires.
Here, take this cord here.
What do you want me to do with the cord?
I want you to plug it in,
and do what?
And I want you to just play.
Just take that cord.
A couple of the songs.
Take it where the sun don't shine.
And do what? You mean play a couple songs?
I want you to play a couple songs that you know that you listen to.
Well, how do I do that? Just hit shuffle.
Just hit play.
Oh. You use your iPod all the time.
Hey, I want you to play a couple songs.
I don't.
How do I do that?
What, you want me to sing them? You need me to call the band on the phone and they'll play it on the phone?
Oh, what do you have on your iPod or that you're so, like, you're really embarrassed about this hearing?
No, because I don't think my iPod really is a good reflection of what I have. I mean, it's all like...
I don't think my music collection is a good reflection of my music taste.
No, I mean, the songs I listen to every day, I don't feel.
I have them here because they're funny. They're ironically good.
Like, you
all I have is Journey.
It's just Don's baseball audition. Baseball audition. That's the only thing he has. Just him. Just his voice going.
I listen to it over and over and
the
over.
And his version of the Chuck Mangione song.
Right now, he's going through his iPhone and he's like,
he's downloading new music to try to sound like he's like, I'm current.
All right, this is terrible.
the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I mean, everybody. I'm not a big fan of the Foo Fighters. Never really happened.
I didn't like them until you see them live. They're actually an amazing band to see live. Because you can tell that they love playing music. That's not a funny comment at all. It's just true.
I think I'm in a minority, obviously. But I'm just not a fan.
What minority? You're a male white guy.
Of Foo Fighters. Of being one that dislikes the Foo Fighters. Okay. So, I mean, that's a very...
But all my stuff is, I mean, essentially like that. I mean, it's Pearl Jam, a little Lenny Kravitz, you know, a little...
Oh, my God. You have terrible music.
Well, Tony, you have terrible music taste.
I have very eccentric musical taste, though.
A little Aerosmith?
Like, Don's just like, I don't know.
What?
You're like
you're so
but
normal.
But I listen to everything. See, that's the thing. So I mean, you know, here's
Don's very 25 to 54. This is the audience we go for. They're purchasing constantly. What is this?
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray.
I like when you say it with a question mark. You're like, I don't know. I just downloaded.
I've never heard that song before. Oh, Van Morrison. No,
I don't know. We have very different tastes in music.
We really all have nothing in common.
Like, you don't listen to anything hip. I don't listen to anything cool.
You wouldn't like any of this stuff that I have here. Harry Cock Jr. You know what?
No one likes Harry Connick Jr.
I do.
Harry Connick Jr. does not like Harry Connick Jr.
Does he even do music any longer? Wasn't like.
Well, I mean, he's acts. He's like a full blown actor. He does music.
Full.
He's a full blown actor.
He's full blown.
Full blown actor. But I mean, I have music on my other phone. I mean, but it's more top 40 music. I try to keep the kids entertained in the car. I have a lot of phones.
I feel like you're a big mid 90s dance, like run away, run away. Like real McCoy.
No,
I see you as that kind of
real,
guy.
Wow.
I see you as a big,
real McCoy.
I see you as a big real McCoy guy.
Real McCoy.
Where Tony just has CNC Music Factory all the time.
No, I have OMG. How bizarre. Oh, what we got here?
Did you turn it on?
Yeah, here it is. What is
a little Pitbull?
What is?
Oh God.
No?
What song is this?
It's like it's the only song that I know of.
Every Pitbull song is the same. It's basically this part of the song, and then it goes into whatever song he's doing.
I never saw him until I saw the Bud Light commercial.
Ugh. That guy is, by the way, does he look like...
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Somebody tweet out, like...
Yes, he does.
If you mix, like, a Cuban with an orc, you would get Pitbull. I mean, the guy is not an attractive guy. He reminds me of Shabba Ranks, who was popular in the mid-90s.
Shabba!
Because just an ugly-looking guy.
I guess no one here has looked at our actual picture on the Podbean site.
We look like orcs. But listen, that's... That's
we should really take
but
those,
not Cubans.
We should take those pictures over again.
I think we need to do another photo shoot.
We're actually, all wearing masks.
I liked the way they look on the Facebook page. That looks okay.
Yeah, well, that's because those pictures were taken by Jeremy with his phone and while we were doing the show.
Professionals.
And then my wife.
Only the highest level of quality.
Wife, well, she touched them up. I think the ones we have for...
She put them in black and white so nobody could really see us in high def.
No one could see my horrible blemishes.
They'd be really, really horrified.
So, Don, you had an alarming event...
Tony, it was
a terrible pun.
It was a very, very almost tragic event the other day. We have an alarm system in our house that when you open a door, it gives you like little beeping noises.
And it plays Pitbull.
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll pull your iPod out and listen to the depressing songs that you've got too.
But anyway, it's just Tony crying over and over again.
So about 12:30 in the middle of the night, we're all sound asleep in the house, and I hear beep, beep, beep. It's our alarm going off, like somebody's opening a door. Mm. So I know that everybody's asleep. So
what
now,
time of night is this?
12:30.
Sorry. In the afternoon. Everybody's asleep. Way to pay attention. Do you want me to skip the story?
I'm not good at details. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So 12:30.
You lost me.
All right. The door chime goes off, and so now being the man of the house, I've got to search out. Of course, I jump up out of bed. My wife is sound asleep, doesn't pay any attention to it. Somebody broke into our house; she wouldn't have cared. So, The only clothing that I can find to throw on is a sweater. So it's me and my underwear, a sweater, and a pair of tennis shoes, and now I have to search the house.
Is it one of those fancy old lady Christmas sweaters?
No, it was a it was one of those sweaters that goes up over your neck. Not like a turtleneck, but it was like a button up to your chin type of sweater. So it's just me, my underwear, my neck sweater, and a pair of tennis shoes. So now I got to search the
house. This is going to help me later on today.
I've got no weapons. I've got nothing in my house that, you know, could be even remotely confused with a weapon, except for my dog. So I go downstairs. I'm checking the house. I'm turning all the lights on. I yell for the dog to come downstairs because now it's time to search the basement.
So when the alarm went off, the dogs didn't bark or anything?
No.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, remember, one of my dogs is deaf.
Well, that's true. That dog probably not going to bark.
Not going to respond to anything. So I go down in the basement. I call for the dog to come down with me. He just stays at the top of the steps, won't move. Just laying there. So now I see that at the
well, that would be a good sign then, right? If your dog's not alarmed.
Just the sign that your dog is like, well, you guys are screwed.
Like, hey, you know what? Screw yourself, man. Go do it. So I get to the steps. The only thing that's at the top of the steps is a rubber sword that my kids use to sword fight in the basement.
I have my Nerf fencing kit.
So I pick up the rubber sword, and then I get downstairs and I find a broom. So I've got a broom, a rubber sword, underwear, shoes, and a sweater, and I proceed to search the basement. Fortunately, I don't find anything, and I call the alarm company, and I figure out it's a window that just got blown open, I guess wasn't tightly closed. So I get back into bed. About the same time, my son decides to climb into bed because he's scared of something, whatever, wind.
John,
shadow.
Your son is 15.
Yeah. Very sad of him. So he climbs into bed, and about 2 hours later, he rolls over and projectile vomits all over the bed. So that sickness that we had a couple weeks ago came back. That was the entertaining sleepless night that I had the other night. But fortunately, you don't have to see pictures of me with my sweater and my underwear and my tennis shoes. And
they will be on Twitter at RFW Show.
And fortunately, nobody was injured.
Well, that's good. Now, will you buy a weapon because of this? Will you?
We talked about it. My wife is very anti-gun.
A baseball bat. Like you made it sound like, would you buy a weapon? Would you buy a baseball bat? Would you buy a fireplace poker?
Now, what time did this happen, the alarm?
It was...
I know. Obviously, a baseball
Do you own a weapon?
I do not own any guns. No. No firearms.
You own
or knives.
Samurai sword.
I don't have any
sword. I have my collection of decorative swords.
I have a mace that I use, but... I'm not a big gun guy.
I'm
not really into guns. I've never really.
My wife is very.
I fired a gun before, but I've never really, you know.
I like them. I mean, I could see the concern with having kids around, but I don't think.
Well,
it's
be
the
a gun safe as long as you have a gun safe.
You keep it in a gun safe, but I think
or a toy box.
Yeah. Or do you own a weapon?
No.
Nothing.
No. Nope, and I live at no. I do not have any guns. I'm not really opposed to them. I just don't have one.
Yeah, I like shooting them. I mean, it's fun. I like going target shooting and stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, I don't get to the point where I go hunting. I'm not a big hunter, so I don't have any of those type of weapons either. But
that would have been the previous Radio for Winners
host. That guy has an array of weapons, including crossbows and many shotguns. Many shotguns.
Did you kill that guy with a trident? Because if he had one of those, that would be great. And now Radio for Winners presents Fun with Google Voice. Is it Google Voice?
Please press 9 to speak with a team member for questions or
Don,
for
take this.
FedEx Office of Annapolis. This is John.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good.
That's great. I was calling to see if you could help me out with something.
Okay.
When I called into your prompts a little while ago, it did not give me an option for Espanol. Do you know which one? If I have a friend of mine that doesn't speak English very well, and I need to get them to get to the prompts that speak Spanish, how would I do that?
I don't know.
All right, well, do you have someone there that could help my friend that only speaks Spanish?
Unfortunately, no one here speaks Spanish.
Oh, what languages do you speak? You sound like a very friendly man.
English, pretty much.
Oh.
Pretty much. Is there something else you speak? You said pretty much.
Pretty. I mean, I know a little bit of French from high school.
Oh.
Enough to pretty much say I don't speak French.
All right. What time do you get off?
I'm here.
I bet any time of the day, right there, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. What time do you get off today?
I'm here till about 10 o'clock.
All right, John, you've been very, very helpful today. I really appreciate it. I'll probably come in there about 9:59 to see you tonight, all right?
Okay.
All right, thanks again, Neil.
All right, see you, Don.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, that's another episode of Radio for Winners. Don, how can they find us on iTunes? I guess they've already found
us.
Can they please review us?
Please rate us, review us. Give us a nice little review on the iTunes. Go to iTunes, search for Radio for Winners. You can email us at rfwshow@gmail.com, and then you can take a look at us on Twitter at Radio for Winners.
And since we're all winners, and you guys are all winners, feel free to hit us up with an email. With an advice question that you have. Don's very good at answering.
I am very good. I have an advice column.
These guys just gave me advice on whether or not to do the show, and I'm still completely undecided.
We're obviously very good.
Maybe I'll start tweeting out advice to people.
Unwanted advice?
Well, no, just advice. Nobody
hey, lady,
any
you should
questions.
Shave that unibrow.
Maybe that'll be what I do. That'll be nice.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
All right. See you later.
Gonna be probably one of the best shows we've ever done, and honestly, it's because of you two. It really is. What have you guys been up to? Anything crazy that's happened this week?
Birthdays.
All right, this is it's got off to an amazing start.
Amazing start.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.